In this bulletin, AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine up to 90% effective. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian denies she's broken her state's COVID-19 rules. And African Soccer Confederation President Ahmed Ahmed banned by FIFA for 5 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New data from a COVID-19 vaccine developed in the United Kingdom is reporting it can prevent around 90% of people from getting infected when administered in a certain dosage regimen. Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca and Oxford University have been developing the vaccine, which they say has been shown to work in various age groups, including the elderly. One dosing system suggested 90% effectiveness if one half is given, followed by an additional full dose. Chief Executive Officer of AstraZeneca Pascal Soriot says the main goal is ensuring there are enough vaccines and not to compete with other pharmaceutical companies.
If you add the capacity that Pfizer has announced, plus the Moderna announced capacity, plus our capacity, which is much bigger, the three of us don't even have enough vaccine production for the world. So, you know, we're going to have to work very hard to produce even more, and then we will need more vaccines. So there's no competition, really. We need as many as we can. So we vaccinate a sufficient number of people worldwide so we stop this pandemic.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a three-tiered system of regional coronavirus restrictions will be introduced in England when the national lockdown ends next week. All non-essential shops, personal care services, leisure facilities and gyms will be allowed to open from next Wednesday under the new restrictions. Outdoor sports will also be permitted to resume. Places of worship can reopen and weddings will be allowed to take place. Mr. Johnson says the tier system of restrictions has been strengthened as its previous iteration wasn't effective enough in bringing down the COVID-19 infection rate.
Our tiers need to be made tougher. In particular, in tier one, people should work from home wherever possible. In tier two, alcohol may only be served in hospitality settings as part of a substantial meal. In tier three, indoor entertainment, hotels, and other accommodation will have to close, along with all forms of hospitality, except for delivery and takeaways.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is denying she broke her own state's health rules by failing to isolate herself pending the outcome of a COVID-19 test. Ms. Berejiklian allegedly attended meetings with colleagues while she was waiting on results in Parliament on the 17th of November. State health regulations require anyone who has had a coronavirus test to self-isolate until a negative result is received. A spokeswoman for Ms. Berejiklian says at no point did the Premier have virus symptoms, with the test only being precautionary after she started losing her voice. A landmark report by the University of New South Wales has found the platypus is now likely to meet the criteria to be listed as a threatened species under national environmental law. The study has found that since 1990, the worst reductions in platypus numbers have been in New South Wales with a 32% drop and Queensland with a 27% drop. Head of programs at Humane Society International Australia, Evan Quatermain, says Indigenous people need to be included in the conservation discussion.
When we see these declines, such severe declines in recent years, it's very difficult to draw any conclusion other than that this has been since colonisation that these trajectories have been plummeting. And I think there's a lot of learning to do, and we need to have Indigenous peoples involved in that conservation strategy.
To sport, African Football Confederation President Ahmed Ahmed has been banned for 5 years by the game's international governing body for financial misconduct. The FIFA Ethics Committee has found Mr. Ahmed violated his duty of loyalty, mismanaged funds, offered gifts and other benefits, and abused his position as president. He has also been fined $300,000. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 33. Adelaide, similar conditions and 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, cloudy and 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy as well and 23. Newcastle, much the same, also 23. Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm, 31 degrees. Cairns, sunny, 33. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.